الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: يقال لصاحب القرآن اقرأ وارتقي ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا فإن منزلك عند آخر آية تقرأها، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى through His infinite mercy and grace has granted us this invaluable opportunity to be part of a very auspicious gathering in which a student of Madrasa Baytus Salihin will be completing the memorization of the glorious Quran. Quran is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran is the kalam and word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Quran is the wealth of both worlds. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith: القرآن أحب إلى الله من السماوات والأرض. Quran is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the heavens and the earth. During the time of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, the great Imam, a person got married, and for a number of years he did not have children. He was praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a pious child. And the ni'mat of child, the ni'mat of children is completely in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who grants female daughters to whomsoever He wishes, and sons, male children, to whomsoever He wishes. أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا. Or He will give both sons and daughters. وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ أَقِيمًا. And whomsoever He wishes, He will keep them childless. And in every situation, there is nothing but khair for us. My late mentor, Hazrat Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib, rahimahullahu ta'ala, used to say, which consoles those people who do not have the ni'mat of children. He used to say, children are ni'mat. And in this day and age, not having children is rahmat. So he used to say that if you have children, alhamdulillah, it is ni'mat. And if you don't have children, that is also ni'mat, because it is rahmat. There are so many parents who have to endure the pains of sleepless nights because of their children. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants one, male, female, both, alhamdulillah. Only male, alhamdulillah. Only female, alhamdulillah. Neither male nor female, no children, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants one children after 15, 20, 25, 30 years of marriage. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the couple a few children, and one after the other they pass away and they are left childless. So many things happen in this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Hakim, He is wise. Our duty is to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His favors. And if we feel that for some reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has deprived me of a particular favor, then we exercise patience. Inshallah, through shukr we will go into Jannah, and through sabr also we will go into Jannah. So this person was making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after a long time, granted him a daughter. When the daughter was born, out of excitement of happiness, he said, Wallahi, by Allah. By Allah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants my daughter a long life, and if I am able to see that day when I marry her, then when she leaves my home to go to her in-laws, I will give her the wealth of both worlds. Out of excitement of happiness, he said, he did not even realize that I am a very poor person. I do not even own a decent home in my village. How will I give my daughter the wealth of both worlds? He said, by Allah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants my daughter long life, and if I am able to see that day when she gets married, and when she leaves my home to go to her in-laws, I will give her the wealth of both worlds. Wealth of this world, wealth of the hereafter. Time passed. The daughter grew up. She reached marriageable age. She got engaged. and 19, the time of nikah. And suddenly he remembered his oath. So he went to this Maulana, that Mufti, looking for a solution. Everybody said that you will not be able to fulfill your oath. Because you don't have the wealth of both worlds. You will not be able to give the wealth of both worlds to your daughter. So you will have to give the kaffara of your qasam, kaffara of your oath. Now in those days, people were very careful in trying to make sure that they do not break any oath. And it is for this reason he was going to various ulama, various muftiyane kiram, looking for a solution. Is there any way I can save myself from breaking oath? Because the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be revered. And I said, by Allah, I have taken the name of Allah, by Allah. So is there anywhere where I can absolve myself of this responsibility? So he went to Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala eventually. And Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala said that delay the marriage of your daughter for a year or two. And find a very good teacher who will teach her the tafsir of the Quran. Delay the marriage for a year or two and find a good teacher who will teach her the tafsir of the Quran, the ilm of the Quran. And once been taught the ilm of the Quran, thereafter you fix her date of marriage and when she leaves the home, give her a copy of the Quran. So you have given her the copy of a Quran, copy of the Quran, and you have given her the knowledge of the Quran, you will be absolved of your oath because you have in reality given her the wealth of both worlds. Because Quran is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the heavens and the earth. Those people who attach themselves to the Quran, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them honor in this world and also in the hereafter. وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے مسلمہ ہو کر. وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے. Our pious predecessors, the Sahaba, رضی اللہ تعالی عنہم اجمعین, the تابعین, the تبا تابعین, رحمہم اللہ تعالی. وہ, these pious predecessors, معزز تھے. They were honorable in the eyes of the whole world. وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے. They were honorable in the eyes of the whole world. مسلمہ ہو کر. Why? Because they had submitted themselves to the glorious Quran. وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے مسلمہ ہو کر. They were honorable in the eyes of the whole world because they had submitted themselves to the glorious Quran. ہم خار تاریخ قرآن ہو کر. And we have lost our honor, our dignity, and we have become disgraced in the eyes of the whole world because we have left the Quran on one side. Recitation next to nothing. Recitation of the Quran, zero. If recitation of the Quran is zero, understanding the Quran and thereafter practicing the Quran, that is very far from our lives. We need to recite the Quran. We need to sit in the company of reliable ulama. Ulama-i haqqa. And understand the Quran from through their lessons. Through the supervision of reliable ulama, we need to read tafsir of the Quran. Authored by reliable ulama. And thereafter, after understanding the message of the Quran, we need to practice. If we do this, my friends, we will become Sahibul Quran. We will become Hamilul Quran. We will become the companions of the Quran, Sahibul Quran, Ashabul Quran. We will become that person who carries the Quran all the time with him. His life will be full of Quran. The Quran is in his heart and mind. The Quran is on his tongue. The meaning of the Quran is in his heart and mind. The meaning of the Quran is on his tongue. The tafsir of the Quran is in his heart and mind. The tafsir of the Quran is on his tongue. And the ulum of the Quran, the tafsir of the Quran is practically in his life. Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha was once asked by a sahabi radiyallahu anhu or by a tabi'i rahimahullahu ta'ala that can you inform me regarding the seerah and the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was his seerah? What were his characters? What was his way? What was his life? What was his path? Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala said, Ama takrawul Quran? Do you not read the Quran? Kana khulukuhu al Quran. The life, the seerah, the path, and the way of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was nothing but Quran. If you read the Quran from Alhamd till one Nas, you would find each and everything contained in the Quran in the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My friends, my young students of this madrasa, my young friends, my elders, this is the need of time. This is the need of time. We, the Muslims, need to understand the ta'limat, the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran, the ahadith, what our fuqaha and the a'imma and the ulama have derived from these two sources, the Quran and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And make each and every teaching of the Quran and of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam part of our lives. Part of our lives. Recitation is not there. Understanding the Quran is not there. Practicing the Quran is not there. In some we find recitation and understanding the Quran is there, but practice is not there. In some we find recitation is there, but understanding and practice is not there. And in majority of the people, all three are missing. All three are missing. All three are missing. There are more Muslims who do not complete the whole Quran in a year than those who complete the whole Quran at least once in a year. More Muslims who do not complete the whole Quran in a year than those who complete the whole Quran in a year. We are unaware of this because we are all the time in this type of environment, the environment of the masjid. So, we see people around us reciting the Quran, reciting the Quran, reciting the Quran. Go to Masjid-e-Noor, go to Masjid-e-Falah, go to the Islamic Dawah Academy, go to Jame Masjid, go to Masjid-e-Omar, go to Masjid-e-Bukhari, any masjid throughout Leicester, throughout UK, throughout the world, out of Ramadan, and see the number of people who sit down for 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes and actually recite the Quran. Let us take stock of our household only. Me, my wife, children, parents, brothers, sisters. How many of us recite the Quran throughout the year? In the month of Ramadan, how much Quran do we recite? From those people who come into the masjid, 20 years ago, you would seldom find anybody in the masjid who has not completed the whole Quran. 20 years ago, you from those people who come into the masjid, you would seldom find people. You would seldom find a person who will say, this Ramzan, I could not recite the whole Quran. And nowadays, you find dozens of people. You see so many people in the month of Ramadan who will sit in the masjid with tasbih in their hands only. They don't recite the Quran. Majority of us desire to pass our time in the masajid listening to the bayans only. The very little free time that we have between Asr and Maghrib. Throughout the day we are working, at night we have to rest for tomorrow. The only time we have is between Asr and Maghrib. And that time between Asr and Maghrib we are looking forward to somebody's bayan. So that time is passed in listening to somebody's bayan. Where is the Quran? Where is the recitation of the Quran? I remember in 1970s when I was in my early teens, myself, Hafiz Ismail is sitting here. In 1973, 74, 75, 76, there are so many young people who are sitting here and who remember those days when the only two masajid in Leicester were Sutherland Masjid and Masjid-e-Noor. In Masjid-e-Noor, we who were in our early teens, 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds would compete against each other in trying to complete the Quran more than our friends. They would ask each other, how many juz have you recited today? How many khatam have you made? 15th, 16th, 17th Ramadan, how many khatam? Some of them would keep it a secret until the last moment. And you would see so many people reciting the Quran, trying to complete the Quran, many Qurans. I remember even our aunts and uncles used to ask when we were young, Beta, how much Quran have you completed? Beta, how many Qurans have you completed? They would ask. Interest. Nowadays, so many of us spend time listening to Ramadan radio. Ramadan radio. And many of us think that listening to Ramadan radio is a substitute for Ibadat and the Quran. There is a limit to everything. We should create slots for everything. This slot is for radio. This slot is for tilawat. This slot is for tasbih. This slot is for this. This slot is for this. We should create slots. Shaykhul Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahimahullahu Ta'ala, for approximately 30 to 40 years, continuously in Ramadan al-Mubarak, daily he would complete one Quran. The friends of his father, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yahya, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, they say that when Maulana Muhammad Yahya, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, would come onto the Dastarkhan to break his fast in our company, when he would come on, then he would come reciting the Quran, and every day we would hear him reciting the last verses of the Quran, last surahs of the Quran. He would complete the whole Quran in 24 hours. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala would complete the whole Quran twice in the month of Ramadan. Twice, one during the day, one during the night. And during the night of Eid and during the day of Eid, he would complete another two. And one Quran in Taraweeh. So all together he would complete 63 Quran. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala would complete two Quran daily. Two Quran daily in the month of Ramadan. So 60 Quran daily and both Qurans in Salat, not outside Salat. So he would remain engaged during the day in Salat reciting 30 juz, and thereafter, after Taraweeh, he would remain engaged in Salat completing another 30 juz. My friends, gatherings such as these give us the opportunity to take stock of our lives. Bayan, lectures are not objectives. In this day and age, bayan, lecture is not anything remote that you look forward to it, that, oh, after so many months we are getting the opportunity to listen to somebody. No. Those days are gone now. Mashaikh, ulama, all the time they are visiting our cities. Local ulama, alhamdulillah, places like Leicester, we have good ulama in all masajid. All masajid, good ulama, good speakers, knowledgeable people who are fulfilling their duties, mashallah. And who are distributing to the public what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to them. We are very fortunate in Leicester. We need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and benefit from these ulama. Because if we remain neglectful and ungrateful, a time may come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise these ulama up into the heavens and we may be left with no ulama of such caliber. There is a possibility this happens. So bayan, lecture, it is not objective. We need to utilize such moments, such auspicious programs, such auspicious occasions to take stock of our lives, and we need to leave these gatherings with a firm resolution that inshallah from now I will change my behavior, attitude towards the Quran, and I will inshallah connect myself to the Quran. Those of us who are already reciting the Quran, we should continue reciting the Quran. We should increase the quantity but not decrease. Those of us who are not reciting the Quran at all, let us make a resolution that inshallah from today we will recite the Quran. Daily, begin the day with the breakfast of Surah Yasin Sharif, spiritual breakfast, Surah Yasin Sharif, before Fajr or after Fajr. And thereafter, during the day, at least recite one juz. If not one juz, then three quarter. If not three quarter, half. If not half, quarter. If not quarter, begin with one ruku. With the ultimate aim of taking it up to one juz. Huffaz should recite three juz daily. Non-Huffaz should recite one juz. Huffaz should recite three juz, majority of which needs to be in Salat. Two rakah before Fajr, four rakah before Sunnah, two rakat after Sunnah, two rakat after Zuhr, two rakat Nafl after the Sunnah of Zuhr. If we recite one ruku in each Salat, and then whilst walking around, very easy. And if we have forgotten the Quran, then let us read just one juz three times. And if it has become very weak, then half juz six times. Or quarter juz 12 times. Before we know, we will find ourselves reciting three juz daily, majority of which will be in Salat, inshallah. Shaitan is our eternal enemy, is our open enemy. And he brainwashes us. He brainwashes the huffaz into thinking that now you have forgotten the Quran, it is not possible for you to rememorize it. So majority of the people just give up. No. If it is possible for people after reaching the age of 60 and 70 to memorize the Quran for the first time, why is it not possible for a hafiz to rememorize the Quran? So let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will recite the Quran on a daily basis. Daily basis we will recite the Quran. Daily, without fail. Fix a minimum quantity. If the huffaz are unable to recite three juz, then let us fix one juz as a quantity. And then one and a quarter, then one and a half, then two, then two and a half. Allah will put barakah in our time. Allah will put barakah in our memory. And let us also sit in the gatherings of the ulama in the masajid. Alhamdulillah, as I said earlier, Leicester is very fortunate in the sense that I doubt if there is a masjid wherein Dars-e-Quran or Dars-e-Hadith does not take place. I think every masjid has Dars-e-Hadith and Dars-e-Quran programs. Whichever masjid you are affiliated to, whichever alim you find inclined towards,
Please, benefit from that alim, benefit from that masjid. If not twice, if not thrice, if not four times, just fix one day in a week. One day in a week that inshallah, once a week I will benefit from this particular program of this particular alim. Whomsoever you are inclined to. The alim is not the objective. The objective is what we acquire from that alim. The Quran, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thirdly, let us make a firm resolution to practice what we already know and practice what we will know, inshallah, what we will learn. Practice. It is practice that is important. Practice. If we do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us honor in this world and He will also grant us honor in the hereafter. The Sahaba Kiram, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala alayhi majma'in, the Tabi'in, the Taba Tabi'in, and all the great names that we hear of today. I tell the students in Madaris that Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala has not become famous because of his expertise in hadith. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Imam Bukhari famous because of his expertise in practicing the Quran and the hadith. Right from his childhood, if he did not practice the Quran and Hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have granted him barakah in his knowledge. The barakah in ilm, the barakah in knowledge comes only through the barakah in ilm and the barakah in ilm only comes through practicing the Quran. So all the luminaries that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted honor in this world, all the luminaries, they have become famous, they have become well known, they have become honorable because of their attachment to the Quran and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will also adhere to these humble words, these advices, humble advices, and attach ourselves to the Quran. We will also inshallah try to become Sahibul Quran. One Sahibul Quran is of a higher category. Sahibul Quran of a higher category, who memorizes the Quran and who fulfills the haq of reciting the Quran, understanding the Quran and practicing the Quran. And then the Sahibul Quran of a lesser category, He cannot memorize the whole Quran, but he understands the Quran, he recites the Quran, understands the Quran and practices the Quran. They are also Sahibul Quran. They will also be rewarded greatly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will also be very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Ummah is suffering throughout the world today, and the Ummah is passing through this phase and period of disgrace only for one reason. We have disconnected ourselves to the Quran, from the Quran. We need to connect ourselves to the Quran. We need to connect ourselves to the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ilmun nabuwah, the ilmu sharia. And we will only be able to do this if we ourselves become ulama or if we associate ourselves to the ulama. If we affiliate ourselves to the ulama. And there are so many ulama. Ulama-i-haqqa will remain until the dawn of Qiyamah. Because it is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the ulama-i-haqqa will remain until the dawn of Qiyamah. And it is not difficult to recognize ulama-i-haqqa. Ulama-i-haqqa. And there are so many knowledgeable ulama-i-haqqa in our city, alhamdulillah. So attach yourself to masajid, attach yourself to the ulama-i-kiram. And by attaching yourselves to the ulama-i-kiram, try to understand the Quran, try to understand the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, try to understand the message of the glorious Quran, of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and practice. I will just narrate one incident from the life of Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Hurr ibn Qais. Hurr ibn Qais says that, my uncle came to Madina Munawwara and he said, can you arrange a meeting for me to meet Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu?
So Hurr ibn Qais says that I arranged a meeting because I was very close to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, I didn't know what was going to follow. So when I took my uncle to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he began shouting at Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He began scolding him. You are like this and you are like this and you are like this. He said, the anger became visible in the face of Umar radiallahu anhu. And I feared the worst for my uncle. So I said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, Inna Allah Ta'ala yaqul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأَمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, forgive and call people towards good, enjoin good upon people, and turn your faces away from the ignorant. Allah says that ignore the ignorant. وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. And Hurr ibn Qais said, I had to say, وَإِنَّ هَذَا لَمِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. And my uncle is also from the ignorant. Because if he was not from the ignorant, he would not have done what he did. Imagine a person comes to Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu and he accuses him of so many things. You are like this, you did this, you are doing this. And Umar radiallahu anhu, he became angry. And we can all understand what was to follow. But as soon as Hurr ibn Qais recited this verse from the glorious Quran, the anger of Umar radiallahu anhu subsided. Immediately. This is how much they were attached to the glorious Quran. The anger of Umar radiallahu anhu subsided. And Hurr ibn Qais says, the quality of Umar was kana waqafan in the kitabillah. He said, every time if Umar radiallahu anhu wished to do something and if you were to put forward to him a verse from the glorious Quran, you would always find Umar radiallahu anhu immediately stop. Because he had connected himself to the Quran not only through recitation, not only through understanding, but also practically. It is for this reason today Umar radiallahu anhu reigns the hearts of the people. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, Kunna adilla. He says, Kunna adilla. We were wretched. We were disgraceful. Kunna adilla. Nahnu qawmun azzanallahu bil Islam. We are a nation whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted honor through Islam, through submission. To Kitabullah, through submission to Sunnati Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter he says, فَمَهْمَا اِبْتَغَيْنَ الْعِزَّةَ بِغَيْرِ مَا أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. For as long as we continue seeking honor and dignity through path, other than that, through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep us disgraced. So the only way to success, the only way to honor, the only way to get back our lost legacy is by connecting ourselves to the glorious Quran. Read the Quran, understand the Quran through authentic, reliable sources by connecting ourselves to authentic, reliable ulama, and thereafter practice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connect us all to the glorious Quran from all aspects. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connect the whole ummah to the Quran through all angles, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon the plight of the ummah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the correct understanding of the situation we are in. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the to take the right steps towards solving the crisis and the situation we are in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant acceptance to our student who is completing the glorious Quran today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his parents, accept his teacher, accept all those people who have worked hard, tirelessly in making him see this joyful and glorious day. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين، الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومن رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون. أولئك على هدى من ربهم، وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإلا ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك التواب الرحيم. صرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أعمارنا أواخرها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين واجعلنا من المتطهرين واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين المخلصين المخلصين المحبوبين المتقين. اللهم اجعلنا من أوليائك المقربين الصديقين. اللهم اجعلنا من خدام دينك وعشاقك وعشاق حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق ووحد صفوفهم. اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم. اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم. اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم اجعل حج الحجاج حجا مبرورا وسعيهم سعيا مشكورا وذنبهم ذنبا مغفورا وتجارتهم تجارة لن تبور. اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا وسائقنا وقائدنا إلى جنات النعيم. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما، یسر و سہولت کا معاملہ فرما، عفو عافیت کا معاملہ فرما، فضل و عنایت کا معاملہ فرما, حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما, ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, ہم خطا کار ہیں, گنہگار ہیں, سیاہ کار ہیں, اے ارحم الراحمین معاف فرما دے, معاف فرما دے, معاف فرما دے, معاف فرما دے, اے اللہ معاف فرما دے, اپنی رحمت کی چادر میں ہمیں جگہ دے دے, الہ العالمین رحمت کی بارشیں برسا دے. اے ارحم الراحمین, ہمارے ہاتھ بہت گندے ہیں, وہ اس قابل نہیں کہ تیرے در پہ پھیلائے جائیں. الہ العالمین, آنکھوں سے بہنے والے آنسو بھی گندے ہیں, وہ اس قابل نہیں کہ تیرے در پہ پیش کیے جائیں. الہ العالمین, ہماری زبانیں گندی ہیں, وہ اس قابل نہیں کہ کچھ عرض و معروض کر سکے, لیکن اے اللہ ہم جائیں تو کہاں جائیں. الہ العالمین, تو ہی ہمارا ماوا ہے, تو ہی ہمارا ملجا ہے, تو ہی ہماری جائے پناہ ہے, تو ہمارا داتا ہے. الہ العالمین, ہم تیرے در کے بھکاری ہیں. اے رب العالمین, ہمیں معاف فرما دے, ہمیں معاف فرما دے, ہمیں معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین, اس مجمع میں جید علماء کرام ہیں, الہ العالمین اس مجمع میں قرآ ہیں, الہ العالمین اس مجمع میں سفید ریش بزرگ بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں, الہ العالمین اس مجمع میں نیک صلحاء بزرگ ہیں, الہ العالمین اس مجمع میں نوجوان ہیں, الہ العالمین معصوم بچے ہیں. الہ العالمین, ان سب میں کوئی تو تیری نظر میں مقبول ہوگا. اے اللہ, اے اللہ, اس کی آمین کی لاج رکھ کر. اور الہ العالمین, آج کے اس تکمیل قرآن, آج کی اس تکمیل قرآن کی برکت سے الہ العالمین, ہم سب کے نام اعمال کو صاف فرما دے, ہم سب کو پاک کر دے. الہ العالمین, ہمیں دائمی توبہ سے سرفراز فرما. الہ العالمین, ختم حسن خاتمہ کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے. الہ العالمین, اپنی رضا کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے, جنت الفردوس کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے. الہ العالمین, علم کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے, عمل کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے. الہ العالمین, تیرے تعلق کا, تیری ولایت کا, تیرے قرب کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے. الہ العالمین, ہماری تو اپنی کوئی حیثیت نہیں, ہم جو کچھ مانگ رہے ہیں تیری حیثیت کو دیکھ کر مانگ رہے ہیں. یا رب العالمین, ہماری جھولیوں کو بھر دے, ہماری جھولیوں کو بھر دے, ہماری جھولیوں کو بھر دے. الہ العالمین, ہم میں سے کسی کو محروم نہ فرما, ہماری متعلقین کو محروم نہ فرما. الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین, امت مسلمہ میں سے کسی کو محروم نہ فرما. الہ العالمین, امت دعوت, امت اجابت دونوں کو قبول فرما لے, دونوں کو قبول فرما لے, دونوں کو قبول فرما لے. ہر انسان کو ہدایت سے سرفراز فرما, ہر انسان کو آخرت کی سرخروئی نصیب فرما. یا رب الراحمین, امن کو عام فرما, امن کو عام فرما, ظلم کا خاتمہ فرما, ظالموں کا خاتمہ فرما, ظلم ظالموں کے خاتمے کے لیے, امن کے عام ہونے کے لیے جن اسباب کی ضرورت ہے غیب سے انتظام فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین, رحمتوں کے دروازے کھول دے, نصرتوں کے دروازے کھول دے. اے ارحم الراحمین, برکتوں کے دروازے کھول دے. اے ارحم الراحمین, ہمیں اعتراف ہے کہ جو کچھ ہو رہا ہے ہماری شامت اعمال کی وجہ سے ہو رہا ہے, لیکن اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین, جیسے بھی ہے ہم تیرا کلمہ پڑھنے والے ہیں, تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی مرحوم امت کا ایک حصہ ہے. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین, فضل فرما دے, فضل فرما دے, فضل فرما دے. الہ العالمین, فضل فرما دے, فضل فرما دے. الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین, ممالک اسلامیہ کے حال پر رحم فرما, ممالک اسلامیہ کے حال پر رحم فرما, ممالک اسلامیہ کے حال پر رحم فرما. الہ العالمین, استحکام نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین, اچھے قائدین نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین, اچھے حکمران نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین, ہماری جوان بیٹیوں کی حفاظت فرما, ہماری ماؤں کی حفاظت فرما, ہمارے معصوموں کی حفاظت فرما, بڑوں کی حفاظت فرما, مقابر کی حفاظت فرما, مساجد کی حفاظت فرما, مقامات مقدسہ کی حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین, مسلمانوں کی ہر نوع کی حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین, مسلمانوں کو متحد کر دے. الہ العالمین, حق پر مجتمع فرما دے, حق پر مجتمع فرما دے, حق پر مجتمع فرما دے. الہ العالمین, ہر قسم کے مکر سے ان کی حفاظت فرما.
فرما، ہر قسم کی شرارت سے حفاظت فرما، الہ العالمین ہر قسم کے فتنے سے، ہر قسم کی آزمائش سے حفاظت فرما، یا رب الرحیمین یا رب الرحیمین یا رب الرحیمین، مسلمانوں کو شان و شوکت کے ایام دکھا دے، الہ العالمین اس کے لیے جن اسباب کی ضرورت ہے ہم سے اجتناب فرما دے، یا رب الرحیمین یا رب الرحیمین یا رب الرحیمین، مسلمانوں کو قرآن سے، علم شریعت سے، علم نبوت سے وابستگی عطا فرما، الہ العالمین انہیں اپنے دین کی قدردانی کی توفیق عطا فرما، آپس کی خانہ جنگیوں سے الہ العالمین انہیں نجات عطا فرما، سب کو ایک اور نیک بنا دے، شیر و شکر بنا دے، الہ العالمین معاف کرنے کا بھول جانے کا جذبہ عطا فرما، یا رحم الراحمین آپ کے محبوب پیغمبر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی تعلیمات کو عام فرما، الہ العالمین آج جس طالب علم نے تکمیل حفظ قرآن کیا ہے الہ العالمین اسے بے انتہا قبول فرما، بے انتہا قبول فرما، بے انتہا قبول فرما، مرتے دم تک اس کی حفاظت کی توفیق عطا فرما، اسے قرآن کے معانی کا عالم بنا دے، الہ العالمین اس پر عمل کرنے والا بنا دے، اسے علماء ربانیین میں شامل فرما، پورے عالم میں ہدایت کے پھیلنے کا ذریعہ بنا، الہ العالمین اسے اپنے ماں باپ کے لیے، اپنے ماں باپ کے لیے اور اپنے اساتذہ کے لیے، جن جن حضرات نے اس کے پیچھے محنت کی ہے ان کے لیے، ہم سب کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ بنا دے، آخرت میں نجات کا ذریعہ بنا دے، اے رحم الراحمین تو سب کچھ کر سکتا ہے، اے رحم الراحمین اس مدرسے کو ہر قسم کی خیر و برکت سے مالا مال فرما، الہ العالمین یہاں کے اساتذہ کے علوم میں، فیوز میں، خلوص میں، اتفاق میں اور جد و جہد میں، محنت میں، لگن میں خوب برکت پیدا فرما، الہ العالمین اس کی جملہ ضروریات کی کفالت فرما، اسے علم نبوت کے عام ہونے کا ذریعہ بنا، ہدایت کے پھیلنے کا ذریعہ بنا، الہ العالمین اسے وسعتیں عطا فرما، برکتیں عطا فرما، اے ارحم الراحمین، اے ارحم الراحمین جو کچھ مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما، جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا نہیں مانگ سکے وہ بھی عطا فرما، الہ العالمین جن جن بھائیوں نے، بہنوں نے دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے، لکھا ہے، جو ہم سے متوقع ہے، جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے، جو ہم سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں، محبت رکھتے ہیں، خصوصاً ہمارے ماں باپ، اساتذہ، مشائخ، دوست احباب، حاضرین مجلس، شرکائی مجلس، سبھی کے تمام جائز دیگر مقاصد کو پورا فرما، اے ارحم الراحمین ان کے اور ان کی اور ہماری جتنی حاجتیں ہیں وہ پوری فرما، الہ العالمین دنیاوی اخروی ہر خیر عطا فرما، ہر شر سے حفاظت فرما، الہ العالمین جو بیمار ہیں انہیں شفاء کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ دائمہ نصیب فرما، جو پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما، جو مصیبت زدہ ہیں انہیں عافیت عطا فرما، مرحومین کی مغفرت فرما، یا ارحم الراحمین یہاں جتنے علماء کرام تشریف فرما ہیں، الہ العالمین ان سب کے درجوں کو بلند فرما، ان کے علوم میں، فیوز میں، خلوص میں برکتیں پیدا فرما، ان کے ٹھنڈے میٹھے سائے کو ہم لوگوں پر تادر قائم فرما، الہ العالمین ان سے استفادے کی ہم سب کو توفیق عطا فرما، اے ارحم الراحمین پورے لیسٹر میں دین کی جتنی محنتیں ہو رہی ہیں، الہ العالمین پورے ملک میں، پورے یورپ میں، پوری دنیا میں دین کی جتنی محنتیں ہو رہی ہیں سب کو بے انتہا قبول فرما، ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم، وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم، رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، واخر دعوانا ان الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا ارحم.